93 WIBC. Joining us is Provost at Ball State University, Susana Rivera Mills. Ball State University going to be offering summer courses on the coronavirus. Susana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rob. Happy to be here.
So my first question, very simple. Coronavirus courses, what will students be learning in this class?
You know, we wanted to take advantage of the fact that our summer offerings are going to be online. And given our current circumstances dealing with COVID-19, we thought this would be the perfect opportunity to help our students process and look at our situation from different perspectives. So we're going to be offering a number of courses that come from different disciplines. We're going to be looking at coronavirus through the eyes of the humanities, as well as the arts, as well as communication and technology.
When you mentioned those categories, how exactly are you guys going to be teaching about that, and how are you? What are some of the specifics on how you are going to kind of dissect this whole pandemic?
Sure. So let me give you some examples. We're looking at courses, for example, one of them is called Media Ethics and Social Responsibility. So that course is really going to be looking at news coverage of the pandemic. They're going to be looking at issues surrounding data privacy, particularly in a country where you have people who are demanding to know who and where infected people might be located, and the effects of this nationwide stay-at-home policy on numerous aspects of the media industry. Another example that I mentioned is looking to the COVID-19 situation through the lens of the arts and looking at how visual and performing artists right now are responding to this widespread illness, including perspectives of suffering, optimism, and courage. I think that I have found that the arts have particularly risen to the center in offering courage and encouragement to folks around the country. So those are two examples of some of the things that we're going to be looking at.
So obviously with there being different categories, are you going to have specific professors from certain departments teach this?
Yes. I actually put out a call, and I was really encouraged by seeing the number of professors that were very interested in helping to unpack some of the complex things that we're seeing around this topic. In some cases, you're having a couple professors dive into this from different perspectives. So one example is our global studies and the coronavirus, where you're looking at government responses globally, you're looking at the economy from different perspectives, you're also looking at the historical events, you know, times when we've had pandemics before, but tying that to current events and the news and the decisions that we're having to make today.
So will these courses be available, I'm assuming they're going to be available for current students at Ball State and incoming freshmen?
Yes, and we're actually having them be open to anybody who wants to take these courses. So certainly we're looking at our current students, our new incoming freshmen who may want to take this, but also if you're just an adult learner who is interested in taking one of these courses so that you too can reflect on the current events in our lives, you're welcome to take these courses as well.
So I find that kind of interesting. So will they have to pay for like a fee, like a course fee then?
There is a fee associated with it, and depending on how you enroll, if you're a non-degree student who just wants to take this course for your own personal enrichment, the cost for that is less than if you were a degree-seeking student.
Gotcha. Okay. So when are these classes going to begin? When are you guys planning on starting these courses?
We have three sessions. The first one actually begins on May 11th, so it's coming up fairly soon. Then students also have the option of taking a June session, and then one in July.
And everything, like you mentioned, everything's going to be virtual, online class.
That's correct. Everything is going to be virtual, and certainly you can find out details and information on how to enroll by just simply going to our website or homepage.
My last question for you, Susana, are you guys, because I haven't heard anything from anyone else, is Ball State the first college in Indiana to do something like this, offer classes about the coronavirus?
You know, I think that we are definitely offering a number of courses. I know that there might be some other institutions who are looking at offering some of these courses in the fall. I'm not aware that others are looking at summer necessarily, but we thought this, the timing of all this was just right for us to really start offering these courses, and we also hope to offer some in the fall as well.
So what was, how did you guys come up with this then? So, why and how did you guys say, I think we're going to, this would be a good idea. We're going to offer courses about the coronavirus for anyone that's interested.
I think that in our conversations among the leadership of the academic affairs side, we realized that this is a unique time in our history. This is something that is unprecedented. And we hear such negative news that are all around us that undoubtedly takes a toll mentally and physically in the way that we're having to adapt. And we realize that our students, as well as our faculty themselves, are asking questions about how we're dealing with this. And we're asking questions about what's next and what's in the future. So the idea came about through these discussions that we really needed an opportunity and a space to process all of this information and experiences that we're all having. And so we thought, well, what better way to do it than to really leverage what we do best, and that is to educate others and educate ourselves and learn more about this as we all reflect and process at this period of time what we're experiencing.
Susana Rivera-Mills, Ball State Provost, joining us on 93 WIABC. Susana, if anyone is interested in taking these courses, how can they get more information or how can they apply?
I think they can just go to our website, Ball State University, look at Summer Session 2020, and that will take you through the entire process of what you need to register and the courses that are available.
All right. Susana, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob.